All right, it's the broadcast for God's Grace for You, and it should be aired on Friday, the date on the label. Well, thanks so much. This is Pastor Greg Durrell, pastor of Heritage Bible Church. Been with you for some time now talking about tongues, and hopefully you've been enlightened a little bit. Hopefully you've learned some things, but hopefully, above all, that you have gone to the Scripture to begin studying the Word of God for yourself, that you may not be led astray by anyone. You know, I've told you for years, and I tell everybody, you shouldn't believe me because I'm saying anything. If I give you a chapter and verse, then you should read it for yourself to make sure I haven't twisted the verse. If I'm saying something and I'm not giving you, I'm not taking you to the chapters and the verses, then you better watch out for me. Or you better go check me out if I refer to it but don't read it. You better go check it out. There's so many guys running around today, the Bible's simply a prop. They just hold it in their hands. They don't say, well, the Bible says. They don't even tell you where. Don't even tell you where. Never saying, now, let's open the Bible. Let's open it. Listen, friend, a closed Bible does you no good at all. It needs to be opened. It needs to be read. It's the source of truth. It's where your spiritual food comes from. You reading the Word of God. It's immensely important to you. It's the light unto your path. It's the wisdom. It's the psalmist says that the entrance of it, of the Word of God, gives light and understanding even unto the simple. You need to embrace the Scripture. It's important. It's important for your spiritual growth and your spiritual wherewithal. Now, if you would like the offer we're offering you this week, it's called Am I Going to Heaven? It's a little test. Got 18 options. You can check one, check a few of them, check them all. If you think those things are necessary for you to go to heaven, and then this thing folds out, explains to you each answer, whether it's valid or invalid for you going to heaven. We'll send it to you free. You can give us a call, Heritage Bible Church, 392-4900, or you can go to the website, heritagebiblechurch.com, and you can email the request there, or you can write us a letter. We're at 785 Heritage Avenue. We're in Tarrytown, Louisiana. Zip code is 70056. If you're out of town, the call is toll-free. It's 1-866-68-GRACE. People always call that don't have access to the web and say, would you, what about times of services, etc.? So I'll tell you, if you don't have access to the website, Sunday morning, Christian Education Hours at 10 a.m., adults go through a verse-by-verse Bible study, I believe presently in the book of Romans. We have 11 o'clock service, which is usually encapsulated, Bible-centered, Bible-based, but a topic. In other words, you're not going to walk into the middle of the movie, so to speak. And then, obviously, Monday night, Grace Bible Institute meets, going through a basic theology course. Wednesday night, prayer time, Awana time, Bible study, I think presently working our way through 1 Samuel. So we invite you to come out if you're interested in serious Bible study. Now, if you're looking for a 10-piece orchestra, you're looking for professional musicians, you're looking for a warm-up act, anything of that nature, you're not going to find that here at Heritage Bible Church. But if you're looking to grow in grace and knowledge of the Savior through the Word of God, where the Word of God is preeminent in all things, then perhaps Heritage Bible Church is for you. The same emphasis that is placed upon the adults for spiritual growth is placed upon the children as well. Curriculum set up, designed for them to grasp and comprehend, that they might understand the importance and significance of God's Word as well. So if any of those things can be helpful to you, simply give us a call, 392-4900, or use the other means to communicate. Now, we've been talking about tongues. We went back to the book of Exodus yesterday. We saw the Lord call Moses to go confront Pharaoh and to tell the Hebrew children that their God was going to deliver them. Moses is apprehensive, which is logical. He's doubting big time. He says, listen, no one's going to believe me. And we saw where the Lord said, hey, take your staff, throw it on the ground. It became a serpent. He picked it up. It was a staff again, a miraculous sign. And then he told Moses, put his hand in his bosom. We saw that in Exodus chapter 4. In verse 6, he pulls it out, and he's sick. He has leprosy. Verse 7, he says, put it in again. He plucks it out, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. He's healed. The first healing in the Bible. Now, what was the purpose of this healing here? This ability to stick his hand in and heal it, this healing. What was the purpose of it? It was a sign to confirm to the Jew that God was dealing with him, that God, this was God dealing with him. It wasn't someone else. It wasn't the devil, but it was God. Now look in verse 8. It says, it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first, what's the next word, sign, then they will believe the voice of the latter, what? Sign. Moses in verse 10 tries to crawfish out, Lord, I got a speech impediment, I'm not eloquent, etc., etc., etc. Goes on, verse 14, the Lord really is getting mad at Moses because he's saying, Moses, listen, I've just given you some signs here. I'm with you. There's no reason for you to back out. Verse 17, he says, thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do what? Signs. Signs. Now look in verse 28. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Verse 30, and Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. They believed. Why? Because of these miraculous signs. The signs confirmed the word. The Jew, the very nation of Israel, now is established upon what? It's established upon signs. Now go with me over to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now again, the ideal is, before you ever got to 1 Corinthians 14, you had begun in Genesis 1. And then you had read through. The problem is about 3% of professing Christians have ever read the book through. That's the problem. So what it is that you go to some place, and there is this, you have this orchestrated and choreographed session where things are done and the mood is set, and somebody comes out and says, God told him something. And he says, now, thus saith the Lord, believe this, believe that, the Bible says, and hip, hip, hooray, and you're all worked up, and someone says, praise the Lord, and you go, okay, and wow, that was wonderful. That must be of God, because I feel good. Man, are you in trouble? The God of this world, that's his playground, folks. That's his playground, the area of empiricism, of feelings, of emotions. He fans those flames. He works that circuit. And if you're not going to go to God's word to see truth, to see what is correct and what is incorrect, then you've had it. You've had it. You can follow the road of impotence, of spiritual impotence, of error. Now someone says, well, wait a minute, you're saying that everybody's following the devil? Not at all. What I'm saying is his mission is to do what? If you are a believer, then there's no way. He's not dragging you to hell. He can't. But what does he want to do? Well, he wants to neutralize your witness. He wants to make sure that you are not productive truly for the cause of Christ. He doesn't care if you chase your spiritual tail. Doesn't care if you stand on the corner and howl at the moon. He doesn't care. I mean, doesn't care if you roll around and laugh like a fool or bark like a dog, which is prevalent in many areas of professing Christianity today, where people roll around on the floor and laugh like hyenas or bark or howl and go, oh, this is the Holy Spirit. Really? Really? I know you've read that in the scripture somewhere. You've gotten chapters and verses for that, right? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. And it's a mockery. It's blasphemous. It has nothing to do with the Word of God. It has nothing to do with the gospel, but it has everything to do with titillating the flesh of men. And as a result, it gets an audience. I mean, it gets an audience. I mean, I've seen places where people would throw wet towels and wet sponges to people, and supposedly that was the Holy Spirit hitting them. I've seen people do a variety of things, just a whole variety of things. It's absurd. It's obnoxious. It's unbiblical. But boy, does it draw a crowd. Sure it does. What did Mr. Barnum say about people? He said, and I say this in all Christian love, but he said, hey, there's a sucker born every minute. Why? Well, because people buy into something. You hear it all the time. Good people buy into bad things. And they say, well, I didn't know. Well, what do you mean you didn't know? God wrote a book. He gave it to you. Have you read it? Have you read what he said? He gave Moses and Aaron signs to demonstrate to the nation of Israel that he was taking them out of Egypt and going to establish them. He gave them signs. Then he took them out, and you know the story. Now, Deuteronomy 18, verse 18, what does he say? Moses says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. Moses says, the Lord told him he's going to raise up a prophet like unto Moses. And he says, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak unto them all that I shall command him. Now, what do we have? Well, we have that God established the nation of Israel on signs. Moses said, the Lord said, at some point he's going to send a prophet like unto Moses. And when that prophet like unto Moses comes, they better listen to him above all other prophets, because he's going to be the one. He's going to be that prophet. Now look with me, New Testament, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John in the New Testament, John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Again, if you're reading your Bible through, you've read everything through, you've gone through the Isaiah passage, you've seen this discipline, you've been through Leviticus 26, and you've looked through the cycles of discipline on the nation of Israel. Now, John chapter 1, and look with me in verse 19. It says, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? Who are you, John? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. And then they asked him, what then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. He says, then the question is, they ask, art thou that prophet? Who are they asking about? Are you then the prophet like unto Moses from Deuteronomy 18? And that's a profound question that he's asked. And he's going to say, no, I'm not, but he's going to point to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that brings with it a whole nother round of significant truth that we don't have time to cover today, but perhaps in part 3 of this study. Again, if you like the offer this week, it's called Am I Going to Heaven? Give us a call, Heritage Bible Church, 392-4900. But most importantly, call a friend and join us next week at this same time.